Hey everybody, welcome to the War from Great. It's Jake, and this is a super secret double bonus episode. It's the third Frankencast. I don't like doing Frankencast for more than 2 weeks in a row for some reason. So this is going up on a Saturday. Yeah, you weren't even expecting this. All of a sudden, surprise, it's Thanksgiving miracle. Speaking of which, I hope your Thanksgiving was good if you celebrate it. If not, guys, you should do Thanksgiving. It's real fun. You just eat until you want to die. That's all I have for that. So I'm recording this part on Black Friday, and I work in retail, and Josh works in retail, and he worked overnight, and then I worked from 4 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then I came home and I took a nap, and I woke up, and now I'm doing this, and I'm so tired and lazy that I'm recording it on my garbage laptop microphone. Sorry about that. I feel like my legs are about to secede from the union, so morphinggrid.tumblr.com. is our website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/themorphinggrid. And we're on iTunes, Stitcher. If you want to leave us a rating review, that'd be sweet. I hope you enjoy this. It's the last part. It's, I don't know the numbers in front of me. It's like 45 through 55, somewhere around there. It's some good stuff. You'll enjoy it. It's Morphin time. Someday there will be a song catchier than Doug.
I mean, maybe Clarissa.
Na, 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 na.
Hey, cool. All right.
Na, 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 na.
Because it kicks up.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
Oh. Yeah, that sucks, doesn't it?
It doesn't feel good on the other side.
146 episodes, and I finally thought to do that.
Been sitting on that one for years.
No,
now you're me trying to bring us into Pewter City yesterday.
Volume 3, The Subliminal Verses, is a pretty good album, to be fair.
I don't know a lot about Slipknot. I know they have weird, scary Halloween masks on, and one of them has a real long nose.
I think that was Chris. He was one of the percussionists. I think he did like the set of four drums. I don't know. They had like eight drummers. Anyway. This is not a Slipknot podcast. I never want to do one of those. So
it's also not really a revolution because they're not revolting against anything.
It's a hashtag.
They were organized by
the authority.
The authority.
It's a class project, like you said.
Yeah.
It's like a weird grouping. I don't know. It's not a revolution. It will not be televised. It will be on the network. That's where real divas. Revolution is.
Well, that's the women's championship that they're fighting.
It's just women wrestling and it being treated as cool and fine.
As the same.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't need to be treated any differently. Just treat it the same.
Treat it cool. Good stories, cool characters, good wrestling. It's super easy. I'm wasting my voice.
Whenever you're ready.
I want more for Grim Chick. Off to a great start. Gonna be a good episode today.
Hey, at the very least, it's gonna be fun.
I think so.
Because we're not a bunch of grouchy, sleepy babies like we were for Mario. We're that fun level of tired.
Yeah, we're goofy. We've crossed over to goofy. I figured it out.
They're the best.
Let's talk about naps for a second, guys. This is what you tune in for. My problem with my naps before is I would never say I'm taking a nap. I would just fall asleep.
Right.
And sleep for 7 hours.
Well, no, that's a sleep.
I'd sleep for like 3 hours. And I'd wake up and I'd be the groggiest, like just grossest person
I could
be. Because
you woke up in the middle of a good sleep.
Yeah. So now what I do is that if I'm like, oh man, I'm so tired, I need to take a nap, I set an alarm for a half an hour later. So I only sleep for a half an hour. It's the perfect nap. It's the perfect little cat nap. And I wake up refreshed. And I can go back about my business.
Here's what I do. I lay down and fall asleep. And then my brain remembers I have stuff to do and startles me awake. And that is, I think, is what kicks my adrenaline in the gear and pumps me up.
See, that sounds terrible.
The rest of my day is fine. Sleeping is a very weird personal thing from person to person.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody sleeps the same.
No. No, I sleep
like the dead consistently every night. I don't know what happened. I don't know when it happened because I used to have really bad insomnia. And then all of a sudden, 10:30, I can fall asleep and I will be asleep.
I figured it out when I went on vacation a month ago, a couple months ago. Whenever I had that week off.
August.
My ideal sleep schedule is 2 to 10.
2 a.m.?
2 a.m. to 10 a.m. If I sleep those 8 hours, I feel great.
That must
be. Like, 2 is when my body's like, all right, it's bedtime, buddy. Yeah. And then at 10, it's like, all right, get out of bed.
My ideal sleep is 10:30 to quarter of 6, which is what I do on my days off. And it's great. Because, like, 7 hours, that's
right.
That's what I want out of life. I have no idea what 2 a.m. looks like.
Probably much like this.
Oh, I bet.
We're at, like, peak darkness right now.
I get up at 3:30 in the morning for work. But any earlier than that is inhuman. like it's weird that I'm like, no, 3:30 is fine. I do that every day. But, like, I cannot do any earlier than that, or I'm like, this is barbaric. Who would do this?
No, I've been waking up. I had to take a melatonin over the weekend, but I've been waking up at like 5:15 to get ready for work lately because I have to walk. I have adjusted. I still don't like it, but I do enjoy the walk, and the walk helps wake me up before I get to work.
Yeah, it's real
and the
nice.
Extra time, like, I can eat a little more and I can have a nice cup of tea, watch an episode of Goosebumps.
You've been all about Goosebumps.
Goosebumps is my entire life.
What do we have for time?
We're at 1 hour 2.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
Amiibos, chill out, buddies.
Oh, man. What if they really came to life? Just a bunch of tiny characters fighting on your shelf.
I would lose my mind.
Then they all stop and turn to you.
Then I'm the master hand.
No, then they all fight you.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm the master hand. I got to beat them up.
Yep.
I think I can do it.
Could you take them? How many do you got?
30-ish, 30-something.
Me too. 30-something.
First of all, I get a blanket, throw it on top of them, scoop them up in the blanket.
Whip them around your head and toss them outside.
Just like let go of one like a sling and let them all fly into a wall, and then I win. Okay, bus etiquette. The front was for like goody two-shoes. The back was for like bad kids, a.k.a. people who wanted to get sweet air when they hit a frost team. Right. Is that the same for you?
I mean, I just sat where there was an open seat, preferably without somebody else in it.
That tracks.
But whatever. I didn't care where I sat. I don't know. Probably was some kind of hierarchy to the seats that I just threw out of whack when I walked in there with my headphones on and sat down.
Yeah, the back seats were always like, for a while it was bad kids, but mostly it was people scrambling to get to them. So when you hit like a bump or a frosty, you get like sick air and smash your head on the roof and then come down and regret your decisions. Look, I didn't like it either, but you don't see me barking about it.
I mean, we're kind of barking about it.
A little bit. I was going to say yelling about it, but I am yelling about it. Hey. 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 Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Morphin Grid one more time. We got the yes now.
What have I done?
Wow, Jacob.
You didn't take a nap, did you?
I did not take a nap. Nah. I had to edit. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Morphin Grid.
Welcome to the first episode of the Morphin Grid, where it's going to take us 20 minutes to get this going. Do you want me to start?
Oh, by the way, my question got read on Bim Bam this week.
Really?
Very exciting.
What was your question?
Well, they did a Halloween episode, and they didn't prepare. They realized it was a Halloween episode, and all their questions had nothing to do with Halloween. So on Twitter, they said, send us Halloween questions. We're recording right now. And so I sent them one, and it got read, and it was, what costume did you have high hopes for that just fell flat? And Griffin talked about how one year he was a blue barracuda, and no one got it. And like he had the gold helmet and gold knee pads and everything.
No one got it?
No one got it.
Oh, that sucks.
That does suck.
I went as Herman Munster one year. Everyone thought I was Frankenstein.
I went as...
They're very different.
I went as the Fonz one year and everyone thought I was Elvis, so I get it.
And then there was the time I was Casey Jones and everyone thought I was Jason.
Oh, with, at like, work?
Sexy long hair.
Right. Yeah, you remember all those jean vests Jason used to wear? I got the second three. I got two tank tops and a t-shirt because I got the Celadon and Fuchsia tank tops, and then I got the Saffron t-shirt because the only tank top that was in the colors that were good, because the guy tank top colors were bad, but the girl tank top colors were great. And I was like, oh, let's do the math, and I'll get a woman's extra large tank top. And I was like, I actually don't know if that math is the same.
Right.
Like, because it says, like, 15 inches across the chest. And I was like, I don't know where they start measuring from. So I'm just going to play it safe and get the T-shirt. So, and then I got the book, which I'm very excited about, because it's a good-looking book.
It is a pretty nice book.
I never listened to music in video games. I don't know if I've told you this.
No, you have. You always talk about how you play games with the volume off.
Yeah.
And I don't. And you're always like, why don't you like listen to podcasts while you play video games? Because I'm playing the video game because I listen to them.
I don't do that with like everything. Like handheld games, sound off automatically. I have other stuff to listen to at the time.
I can't do it.
But like when I was a kid, like with the exception of things like Mario 2, which is just permanently in my head. It's right next to the Doug theme. And then like Zelda, like I do not. And like Super Mario World, like some like major classics, like
right.
that I know because they're just so ingrained in me. I don't really remember video game music. It was never the thing that sold me on games. You couldn't be like, oh, this game's got great music, you should play it.
I would right. be like, hey, I mean, I don't like it as a selling point, but like Mega Man X has great
music. I'd be like, hey, if you tell me to do that again, I'm going to punch you in the face. I love Metroid. Metroid is my fourth favorite gaming series. I only now recognize the music from the Metroid series. And even then, not all of it. Like, I couldn't be like, that's Kratos' theme. That's just never going to happen
for me. Right. I'm not like that with Metroid because I'm not experienced enough in Metroid.
But, like, Mega Man's, everyone's like, it's got great music. And it does. Whenever I hear it, like, if I hear, like, remixes or anything, I'm like, this is great. I love this. But I'm not like, I remember this from when I played Mega Man X or Mega Man 3 or whatever. Because I'm bad at Mega Man, so I didn't play a lot.
Yeah, I'm only good at the first X game.
We should do a Let's Play for that.
That's sometime. The only one that I'm any good at. There's bird. Well, what bird was it? Magpies. That's the name of the bird. It's a weird name for a bird, but that's what they're called. And they are in cities or whatever, and during their mating season, they just dive bomb people and like aggressively peck at them.
They also, from what I understand, steal things a lot.
That might be too.
They like shiny things and they will steal stuff from you.
Apparently everybody in Australia has a story about being attacked by magpies.
If we ever do a crossover with Ranger Danger, I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask them what their magpie story is.
There's pictures of all these old Australian guys with like different things on their helmets to try and like deter them from attacking them. So one just has like a giant afro wig. And
it sounds so bananas. Goofy. It's kind of like how in New Hampshire, we all have a Lost in the Woods story, or in New England. I don't know about Mass.
Oh, we all have a lot of paying taxes stories. Yeah, a lot of Massachusetts.
Yeah, paying taxes stories. Everyone in New Hampshire has their, like, that time they were lost in the woods story, or like their, as dumb as it sounds, maple syrup story. Because, like, that's a big thing. But, like, nobody's been attacked. There's not a species of birds in New Hampshire that routinely attacks everyone.
40% off in-stock t-shirts on WWE Shop. It's too bad I don't like any t-shirts on WWE Shop.
I like Cesaro's new one.
I was thinking about maybe getting the Balor Club one.
Yeah.
But, nah.
I mean, then you run the risk of having to talk to other Finn Balor fans.
Yeah, I've learned that lesson with CM Punk shirts. I'll just wear indie wrestling shirts, because then no one will talk to you. And if they do, it's because they also like indie wrestling and are probably better to talk to, but it's still probably split down the middle.
Especially the ones that you have.
Yeah.
You know, it's a more welcoming crowd. This is my pee house. Have you seen that sweatshirt?
No.
No? It says, this is my, and then there's the big P from her symbol in the middle, and then it says house under it.
I don't think that WWE has actual graphic designers.
I don't know.
Because that is a terrible choice.
This is my B-house.
For a lot of reasons.
For a lot of reasons. It doesn't look good. It also kind of looks like a badly drawn cage around the P. I don't know. Anyway, back to Power Rangers. So,
did you ever stand up on the swings?
Yeah, did you ever do a backflip off them?
No, I've never been really well-versed in backflips.
Oh, it's super easy. Okay, kids, do not try this at home. Parents, or at a swing set.
Parents, put your kids to bed. We're about to talk about some dangerous
stuff. Yeah, I'm going
to
tell you some how to do some hardcore parkour on the swing. So basically, you get swinging. You hold on to the ropes, the chains, or whatever. And when you're at a good height, you just kind of fall backwards and you hold on and let your your hands guide you back.
Oh.
And then you just land. And it looks cool.
And then the swing comes back and knocks you in the shins.
It's behind you, and you hold on to it for a second. So, like, best case scenario, it bops you in the back.
Okay.
God,
that is weird to picture.
Yeah.
No, I used to do, like, I used to jump off of it and pretend I was doing Street Fighter moves.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Basically, I was just doing flying stands.
Yeah.
One time, my shirt got caught in the chain and just, like, ripped me back. That was fun.
Yeah, I've gotten, like, caught before where you think you're going to jump, but, like, you weren't at a good angle for it, and so you just go hoop in the seat, and then you panic because you were not ready to stay where you were.
And that's it. All of the bonus outtake stuff from the entirety of season 3. At the beginning, I said 45 through 55. What I meant, obviously, it was 145 through 155. Isn't it crazy that we've done 155 episodes of this show? Thank you guys for sticking around and just showing up every week and enjoying, I hope. I'm really thankful for that. Oh, wait, that's apropos because of Thanksgiving. Look at me doing that. MorphinGrid@Tumblr.com. Again, this is our website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinGrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. And we're on iTunes, Stitcher. If you want to leave us a review, that'd be cool. Also, I do want to remind you guys, January 1st, first day of 2016, if you guys all want to en masse leave ratings and reviews on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever platform you use, I think those are the only two. But if you have a secret platform that we don't know about, I mean, go ahead and rate us there too. That would be great because that would be like this huge groundswell. It would just boost us up the rankings real good for the start of season 4, aka Zio, which I am crazy excited about. I was talking with Danielle on Twitter. My second favorite villain of all time is in Zio, and I cannot wait for you guys to meet him. Also, last bit of housekeeping, if you have any best of clips that you want to send in, if you have any emails that you want to send in for, like, as soon as possible, that would be great. Also, for Morphe Awards, basically the Morphes, you give us categories, we assign winners to the awards. It's real fun. We've done it a couple times, and we're going to do it forever. I think that's it, unless you guys have any suggestions for bonus episodes that you want to see, because we have kind of a longer hiatus period because the holidays kind of worked out that way. So send those in, too. You guys heard twice today where to find those, and it's also in the description of this episode, so I'm very confident in your abilities to find a place to get a hold of us. Thank you so, so much for listening, and we'll see you Monday. But until then, may the power protect you.